Came out and it charted. It was a number 86 hit in 1972. This was just over a year after Duane Allman had been killed in that motorcycle crash. But he was on this recording. It was recorded in the summer. Well, this one is either spring or summer, somewhere along in there of 1971, a few months before he died in that crash. And but it did go up to number 86, 1972, for the Allman Brothers. Lots of good stuff. In fact, Dwayne only lived was only alive when one of their songs charted. That was Revival. It charted in early 71 and went up to number 92. He died in late 71. And anyway, that was the only thing that he saw charted. After that, lots of things charted with him on it, though. He was one of the top session workers up at Muscle Shoals, Alabama. A lot of people forget that he worked up there early on. But the Allman Brothers, good song. Love those guys. Okay, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. Let's go ahead and play some more music. That's what you're here for. So we're going to start off with a Lovin' Spoonful, do some Three Dog Night, and then a doo-wop group called the Jewels. So let's do the Lovin' Spoonful and Darlin' Be Home Soon.
Come and talk of all the things we did today. Hear and laugh about our funny little
into England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real, it feels so good. So good. Well, I never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Oh, they tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember. In Oklahoma, not Arizona. What does it mean?
have for them. They're just so untamed. You can ask them, please. Please, please, please pray. And all of your love, all is bad and day. But they'll say, no, 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 daddy wrong.
Oh, daddy wrong.
I thought you knew.
I thought you knew. I'm missed all.
The Jewels, Hearts of Stone, 1954. Their version of that didn't chart anywhere. Real good sound, though. That's got that raw early 50s sound to it. That's, you know, all of them in a room together doing it. They don't overdub a lot of stuff. I don't guess maybe never back then. I'm not sure. But everything is what you get right there. But in 1955, the Fontaine Sisters took it to number one, and then the Charms made it to number 15 on the charts. So. But a real good song, and always enjoyed that original version there, Hearts of Stone by the Jewels. Never Been to Spain, Three Dog Night before that, 1971, went up to number five on the pop charts. Good sound by them. And Darling Be Home Soon got us started with Loving Spoonful doing it, 1967, went up to number 15 on the charts for them that year. Okay, let's keep going. We've got Elvin Bishop going to get us started. And then Ray Charles, and then Tommy James and the Shondells. So here we go right now, and Elvin Bishop and Food Around and Fell in Love.
Girls. daddy be the one you love.
Mighty man.
You know my mother now.
Baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby.
And the Shondells, Hanky Panky, 1966, went up to number one for them. Big hit for them. You know, this song's got a big story behind it. I guess like all songs do, it was recorded by Jeff Berry and Ellie Green, which, well, written by, and then they did record it as The Raindrops on a B-side and for a record they'd put out. And some garage bands picked it up and started playing it, and Tommy James was at a place, and he heard a group doing it and went home and wrote down as much as he could remember about it, and got his band to play it. They were just called the Shondells at the time. If you'll find it on the Snap label and the Red Fox label, which came out in early 66, you'd probably just say the Shondells. And then it was picked up later on after it became a hit, they changed it to Tommy James and Shondells. But Pittsburgh was the city that first broke this record and started playing. The DJ started playing it after Tommy James and his band, the Shondells, had broke up. And he was just out of high school, wasn't working, and he got a phone call and went up there and got him another band put together, and away they went. So the rest is history for Tommy James. So anyway, we're number one for them. Went up to number 39 on the R&B charts for him that year, too. So big hit for Tommy James. The Nighttime is the Right Time. Ray Charles, one of my favorite Ray Charles songs, 1959. You know, it only went up to number 95 on the national charts, number 5 on the R&B charts. But 95 means it didn't get a lot of airplay everywhere. But I remember it being played here in the Birmingham area, and I really enjoyed that song over the years. So, good song. I like CCR's version of it, too. Elvin Bishop, Food Ran and Fell in Love, got us started from 1976, went up to number 3 for him that year. So I really enjoyed that song by Elvin Bishop. All right, Aerosmith's going to get us going. Then the Beatles, and then Waylon Jennings. So we got Aerosmith right now with Dream On.
Yeah. say you will when you won't. Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. I say you will when you won't, honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Rock on, George. One time for me. Don't look right. You've been out painting the town. Baby, been stepping around. But well, honey, don't. I'll say, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George for Ringo one time.
Two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. Been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lucas.
Knock, Texas. Ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. William Whalen and boys. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Lukenbach, Texas. Back to the Basics of Love. Waylon Jennings, 1977, number 25 pop hit, number one country hit for the guys. So I like that song, the singing along right there at the end with Willie Nelson. The Beatles with Honey Don't, 1965, a record that didn't chart, but one of their classic songs. It gets a lot of airplay, but just didn't chart. They had so much coming out at that particular time, they just didn't get this one going. Good old Ray Carl Perkins song they recorded. And let's see, before that, Dream On, Aerosmith, 1973, went up to number 59. Now, that's when it first came out. Then 3 years later, they did a little bit longer. The Columbia label released a little longer version of it, 76, and it went up to number 6. So from 59 to number 6. But that song got them going there. I've always liked that one on Dream On, Aerosmith. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Drifters going to get us started. And then Al Green and then Kenny Rogers in the first edition. So let's do a little Drifters and Drip Drop.
Drip, drip, drippity drop. Drip, drip, drippity drop.
The roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head.
Drip, drip, drippity drop.
You know this empty room is driving me insane.
Flip, flip, flippity flop.
Well, I'm sitting here drinking, thinking what I'm gonna do.
Sip, sip, sippity sop.
Well, I'm sitting here drinking, thinking what I'm gonna do.
Sip, sip, sippity sop.
You know the roof.
Brand new. says, seems, oh baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be untrue. Oh, baby, let's stay together, loving you well.
Up from another dream of you. Yes, I'm on the road once again, it seems. All I've left behind is a chain of broken dreams. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Whoa, I love you. How I wish that love was all we'd need to live. What a life we'd have, 'cause I've got so much to give. And it seems so wrong, deep inside my heart, that the dollar sign could be keeping us apart. You know I love you. Yes, I love you. Whoa, I love you. And if only I could find my way back to when the problems of this life had not yet crossed our minds. All the answers could be found in children's nursery rhymes. I'd come running back to you. I'd come running back to you. But you know we can't long dreams alone. Pay the rent, I must leave you all alone. 'Cause you know I made my choice many years ago. Now this traveling life is the only one I know. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Whoa, I love you. But you know I love you. Yes,
yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. But you know I love you.
Kenny Rogers in the first edition, But You Know I Love You, 1969, went up to number 19 for them. Then, of course, Kenny left a little bit after that, and they had a great career, and left some great, great music. Al Green before that, Let's Stay Together, number one on the pop charts, number one on the R&B charts, 1971 for Al. Good sound by Al Green. And the Drifters got us started in 1958. With a song that went up to 58 on the pop charts, Drip Drop. Of course, then Dion did a version of that, too, and did a real good sound of that one. So always enjoy the Drifters' Drip Drop. Okay, let's keep going. We got our double play of the day coming up in this next set. Wilbert Harrison is going to get us started, and but then we're going to do a two by Chuck Willis today. Great, great guy. I mean, you know what? He didn't leave much because he died at such a young age, 30 years old, but left some great, great music and wrote some great, great songs. So, but let's get started right now. Wilbert Harrison doing a song called Let's Work Together.
loves her more than anyone. Lord, it's too late. She's gone. She's gone. Does she know?
Too late.
When she left me, it hurt me so.
Too late.
I need your loving. Please don't make me wait and tell me it's not too.
That side of the 45 didn't chart, but you flip it over and it was a song called My Life. Went up to number 46 on the charts. And unfortunately, this song came out, this record was released, charted 4 months after his death. So, but it's interesting that he had a song called My Life that charted. Maybe someone said, hey, let's play that one, and made it a hit for him. I don't know. But anyway, but Thunder and Lightning was the flip side of that hit, and that's what we played, 1958. Before that, one of my favorite Chuck Willis songs, It's Too Late, 1956. Didn't chart on the pop charts, but it did go up to number 3 on the R&B charts. And should have made the pop charts, I think. Probably did somewhere. Maybe here in Birmingham, because I know it did get a little airplay. But, you know, and another group that took this song and redid it and made their own version was Derek and the Dominoes. I played their version. That came off their Layla LP, Layla and Other Songs. Real good sound by Chuck Willis. That's our double play of the day. And then Wilbert Harrison got us started, Let's Work Together. That was 1969, went up to number 32 on the charts. Now, he first did that in 1962, and it got a little airplay. In fact, two cities I know that played it, I was reading about it a while back, was Seattle and Detroit. It came out on the Fury label, and it was called Let's Stick Together. So it was a little different version, but he got a little airplay. But then he rearranged it, I guess, and did on the Sue label, put that out. And it was Let's Work Together, Part 1, and then Flip It Over in Part 2. It's 1969 for him. It's getting close to us. We got to get out of here, so let's get one more set in. We've got Jimmy Buffett going to get us started, the Diamonds, and then the Rolling Stones. So we got Jimmy Buffett right now with Come Monday.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown early haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer, rental cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation, something you try to explain. And darling, it's I look so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey, you're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt. I hope you're enjoying the scene. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. Just want you back by my side. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Try to love you.
hoopa, 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 novella. That my lover,
la, 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 la,
was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
Hey, dear, my heart is wrong to try to love a blue. That my lover was just for you.
'64 went up to number 26 for them that year. A song that, as a seventh grader, when they were out there playing their music, about to be eighth grade, I think it was about the same time. Really enjoyed the Stones. They had a couple other hits before this one. I always liked those too. But this particular one was always stuck in my mind as just one of my favorites they ever did. So I always liked that sound by them. The Valentinos did it first. That was the Womack family, the brothers. Bobby and Shirley Womack wrote this song. And their version went up to number 94 on both charts, R&B and pop, in 1964. Then the Stones took it a little bit higher, but good sound by them. The Diamonds, before that, Little Darling, 1957. That went up to number 2 on both the charts, pop and R&B. It was number 1 in a few cities around the country, and I'm sure it was number 1 in a lot of places, but for some reason it just didn't quite get to number 1 in the national charts. So somewhere I guess it just wasn't getting the play that other songs were. Gladiolas took it to number 11 right after the Diamonds did their version of it. And the Gladiolas went to number 11 on the R&B charts. Didn't do it on the pop charts, but the R&B charts. Of course, the Gladiolas then went on to become Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. Okay, and before that, Jimmy Buffett's Got Us Started, 1974, number 30 on the pop charts. And it even made the country charts. Went up to number 58 that year for him, Come Monday. A guy that's born in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and raised in Mobile, Alabama. So, real good song by him. If you get down to Gulf Shores, Alabama, look up Lulu's Restaurant. Get you some good seafood. That's Jimmy's sister, Lulu Buffett. And she has down a good restaurant down there. Okay, let's get out of here. We got to go. I'm sorry. We got a song coming up now. We always end with an instrumental song. That's what we're going to do. But I appreciate you listening and hope you enjoy some of these songs, maybe hopefully all of them. If you got anything you want us to play, give us a little email there or a text on the website. You can fill out a little form down there and send it to us, and we'll find it. So, okay, but we're going to get out of here with a song called Bacardi, and it came out in 1960. We don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking around 63 or 64, but it's by a group called the Torquettes, Torquettes. And so hope you enjoy this one. So we'll catch you next time here on BRC Radio.